is the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Listen to the exciting story of the American Community Schools of Athens. Check out what drives all the members of our international community of learners as we create the education of the future. Here's John Papadakis.
Welcome to a special Owlcast edition celebrating the 80th anniversary gala of ACS Athens. A night brimming with nostalgia, heartfelt speeches, and a vibrant sense of community. Held on this past Valentine's Day, February 14th, the evening began under the warm lights of a packed venue at the iconic Grand Britain Hotel in the heart of Athens. As alumni, faculty, and guests mingled with smiles and excitement, the chatter in the air, the music through the decades made it clear this was more than just a formal occasion. It was a homecoming for those who hold ACS Athens in their hearts. The festivities opened with greetings from longtime friends of the school, including alumni spanning multiple decades. Many of those present spoke to the camera about their connection with the school.
80 years of excellence, ACS is all about that, and it can be seen with all the alumni and everything that the school is doing with the change of times and the leadership that is really breeding global citizens, conscious citizens, and many, many successful people in their industry. These students have stepped out of ACS and they come back and give back to the school, as we will see today. All the wonderful guests and keynote speakers that are so successful in their field represent and are an extension of ACS Athens.
I am Odysseus Dimitriadis. I have had three kids graduating from ACS, so it's a great experience. And since then, I've been ensuring the whole family of ACS. I wish ACS the best, another 80 or more than 80 more years. We're not going to be around, of course, but that's great. And happiness to all involved. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Gülçin from Istanbul Hisar School. We have been collaborating with ACS almost for 8 years. And ACS has a very special place in my heart. I have friends, colleagues, and I believe students, because we have been working together for a long time. And I wish the best for ACS. And as I said, it has a special place in my heart. Thank you.
Other alumni shared well wishes, expressing admiration for ACS Athens' multicultural spirit and commitment to global citizenship.
Hello, I'm Katerina Stathopoulou. I am class of 1982, a very proud alumni. Happy birthday, ACS. Many, many years to come, more for you. Many happy returns. We are all here. I am supporting the school, and I want the whole community to be here. The school has done many bounds and leaps over these 80 years. It has evolved. It is one of the best schools that brings out young people, professionals, into the community, as they should be. Well-rounded and very well-educated. Not only lessons, skills. Thank you.
Hey, hello, everybody. I'm Mike Vassiliou. I graduated in 1976. I was a Trojan, which probably the people that know me know that I was a Trojan, because I was involved in sports also. I was on the basketball team. Some of the happiest times of my life were at ACS. I had a great bunch of friends, good people, our pareja, as we say, quote unquote, and all these people, we keep in contact still, and we have a good group together. Living in Greece, in real estate, all now in 43 years, ACS was probably the better years of my life. I hope there's others have the opportunity, either their children or either them to come back and to see how ACS is. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, happy anniversary to the most amazing school out there. To 1,001,000 years showcasing your ethos and your amazing job to the world.
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Michael Wolper. I am a ACS graduate from 1980, a very proud ACS graduate. And I can't speak more highly about the gifts that ACS has offered me and the adventures that it's allowed me to go off and do in my life. And this anniversary for this school is really a celebration of how many people and how much it's done for the community, how much it's done really for the world. And I'm honored to be a part of this school. I'm honored to be here with my brother and my wife. And I'm grateful that I can give a little back and thank this school for everything that it's done for me. Thank you.
I'm the better Wolper of the two because I spent more time at ACS than he did. 80 years we're celebrating of an amazing school. Even though my brother and I got in a lot of trouble, we got kicked out a couple of times, we kept coming back. Why? Because we love it. It changed us. It made us who we are. We're here today because we appreciate it and we want to give back.
I'm here to celebrate.
You wouldn't be here with him if this school hadn't made him what he is.
It's true, it's true.
And we wouldn't be doing what we're doing in the world if this school hasn't made us. And we're really honored what the school has created and allowed us to become. And you may have gotten in trouble. I never got in trouble at school, so I don't know what you're talking about. That's why he got in trouble, because he never told the truth. But now, as a result of ACS, he is now motivating and inspiring other young kids much better than he was when he was a kid, hopefully.
Should be that.
A central highlight came from the president of ACS Athens, Dr. Peggy Pilonis, who spoke passionately about the school's evolution. Who dares to say that one person can't change the world? Look around you tonight, she said, reminding everyone of ACS Athens' legacy of nurturing innovators, thinkers, and compassionate leaders. She celebrated not just the past, but also a bold future in which students become the architects of tomorrow, guiding industries, societies, and lives in ways that really matter.
Who dares to say that one person can't change the world? Look around you tonight. Witness the undeniable proof that they can and they have. As we celebrate our extraordinary alumni and guests at ACS Athens, we honor those who have turned vision into reality, who have embodied the very essence of what we teach to make a difference. They have touched humanity in ways that defy limits, by creating arts that stir souls, by walking on the moon and expanding the boundaries of human possibilities, by brokering peace in a fractured world, by unraveling the mysteries of disease to protect generations to come. These individuals stand as living testaments to what happens when talent meets purpose, when education fuels relentless curiosity, when an unshakable belief in one's own potential is met with the kind of support that transforms dreams into achievements. Tonight, as we celebrate their success, it's easy to overlook the struggles, the doubts, and even the failures that shape their journey. But greatness is never born from ease. It is forged through perseverance, resilience, and the courage to rise after they fall. We live in an imperfect world. We stand at a moment in history where uncertainty looms. Fragile institutions, a planet in crisis, economies in flux, and societies in search of unity. But we all know that greatness is born in times of challenge. Our honorees have made this world better in profound ways. Their stories inspire us, not just because of what they've achieved, but because of the challenges that they've overcome. And there is no doubt that one person can change the world. Earlier today, they shared their wisdom with our students, offering not just encouragement, but a vision, a spark of inspiration that will ignite future dreams. As we honor them tonight and step into their journeys, even for a moment, we're reminded of the limitless possibilities that unfold when determination meets passion. We are reminded that in times of challenge, we are not meant to retreat. We are called to rise, to stand boldly, and to move forward with unwavering strength. And so tonight, we gather not just to celebrate 80 years of excellence, but to reaffirm a powerful truth that our students have the potential to shape the future. This is not just a gala. It's a powerful statement of what we stand for and a bold declaration of what's ahead. Architects of tomorrow, the minds that will break barriers, the voices that will challenge injustice, the hearts that will bring light into a world in need. At ACS Athens, we do more than teach. We inspire belief. We cultivate not just knowledge, but the conviction that positive change is within reach. We champion the idea that every student has a place in shaping a world where everyone belongs, where values matter, and where impact is measured not just in success, but in significance. From our home and our haven in Halandri, our students and alumni are already shaping industries, revolutionizing ideas, and leading with vision and courage. So as we stand on the foundation of 8 decades of excellence, let us not just reflect. Let us recommit. Recommit to dreaming boldly, to thinking critically, to leading with integrity. Recommit to shaping a future that is not just better, but extraordinary. Thank you all for being part of this incredible 80-year journey. Together, we honor those who came before us, empower those rising now, and we shape a future filled with hope and possibility. Here's to the next 80 years of impact, leadership, and a world made better. Happy birthday, ACS Athens. Thank you.
Another memorable set of remarks came from Her Excellency Maria Olsen of the U.S. Embassy, underscoring the deep-rooted relationship between ACS Athens and the American mission in Greece. She expressed gratitude towards the faculty and staff who continue to shape the next generation of leaders. Her words served as a testament to how education can be a bridge between culture, an insight echoed throughout the night by guests from across the globe.
I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to the ACS Athens community for your commitment to excellence in education, and to Peggy Polonis in particular for your leadership and your vision. And also to the members of the school board for your service and your commitment to our children and to our community. As we celebrate this anniversary, we look forward to the future, and I'm certain the strong foundation built over the last 80 years will continue to equip the next generation of young people with the tools they need to tackle the challenges of tomorrow. So congratulations, ACS, on this remarkable achievement. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to call to the podium the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Pascal Apostolidis.
At this moment, on behalf of the Board of Trustees, I would like to acknowledge my deepest gratitude and thanks to the ACS President, faculty, staff, professionals for their unwavering leadership, excellence, commitment, expertise making this school an extraordinary institution that we all enjoy today. This kind of support, I felt it, the empathy, when we came back from the States back in 2001, when I have to mention Annie Konstantinidis and Julia Tokaklidou were among the educators that made an impression on me for selecting ACS for my kids. I would like to quote Abraham Lincoln, who said, "The philosophy of the classroom in this generation will be the philosophy of the government in the next generation." So in conclusion, I personally commit, along with the rest of the Board of Trustees, the ACS President, faculty, staff, and professionals, that we'll do our best to secure the future success of ACS Athens, looking at the opportunities ahead of us with strategic focus, planning, discipline, in order to meet the unique needs of our students, that they have to excel academically, intellectually, socially, and ethically in order to become responsible future leaders and global citizens. Happy 80th anniversary, ACS Athens. Next milestone, 100 years and beyond. Enjoy the evening, and thank you.
Award-winning film director and ACS Athens parent Alexander Payne took the podium, delivering a special address blending humor and reflection. He confessed that while many might advise a child to do something practical first, for him, art must be followed by passionate immediacy. "If your child wants to be an artist, encourage them," he declared, pointing out how fleeting youth is and how crucial it is to nurture creativity in that precious window. His message resonated with fellow parents and educators alike, affirming ACS Athens' commitment to fostering both academic rigor and artistic exploration.
Good evening, good evening. When I went to Peggy Polonis' office a few days ago to ask what I should speak about tonight, she mentioned that there was going to be a special emphasis placed on the arts, because as she said, a percentage of the funds raised tonight are earmarked for the theater renovation, and she's proud, as should we all be, of our fine arts studio, our media studio, and our offerings in music, theater arts, performance, and creative writing. So tonight, let me briefly be a spokesman for the arts and also a consultant for you parents out there dealing with the panic-inducing problem of, oh my God, what am I gonna do with my kid who wants to be an artist? Even as we know that everyone's path is different, here's a quick peek at my own. As the introduction said, I'm a second-generation Greek-American from Nebraska, a son and grandson of, restaurant owners. And as we all know, the immigrant mentality places an extremely high premium on education. My parents, my first-generation parents, graduated from Dartmouth and Birmingham Southern College, respectively. But that education is usually defined only by law, medicine, and business. My older brother George was the doctor, and I, you're so good with words, was supposed to be the lawyer. There was only one hiccup. At a very early age, I had fallen hopelessly in love with movies. So as a senior at Stanford, while my parents were pressuring me to go to law school, I quietly listened to my own voices and applied to film schools. I had no idea if my love of watching movies would translate into a talent for making them, but I had to find out. "But you can do both," said my parents. "Just go to law school first, so you'll always have something to fall back on. Then do your little movie thing." I'm here to tell you, fellow parents, that if you have an artist child, that advice, do something practical first, so you'll always have something to fall back on, is the worst idea, worst advice in the world. Our youth our precious, fleeting youth, brimming with energy and creativity and imagination and stamina and willingness to sleep on the floor and have no kids, is precisely the time, the only time really, that we have to follow our heart. Training in the art one loves and gaining traction in a career is so hard and so time-consuming that it would be a crime to waste those precious years on something practical. But you know what? You're right. Law school and business school are a great fallback when the kid is 30 or 35 or 40. You can still go to law school. You can still go to business school. So here's the thing to keep in mind about ACS. Its mission is our collective mission, that of educating young people not only to have a proficiency in life skills, but young people who are, I'm going to say that phrase again, don't ignore it because we hear it so much, conscious global citizens, sensitive, informed, vigilant, critical thinkers, anchored in humanism. And we know from ancient models, classical models, that that humanizing part of our education is what makes the arts so crucial. Through music, writing, painting, sculpting, performance, and filmmaking, we are given miraculous tools to explore ourselves, express ourselves, cleanse ourselves, heal ourselves, and let me also add art appreciation as well in practice. Now, the whole question of talent. But my kid's not talented. Even if our kids aren't talented at math, we make them take math. Even if they're not talented at language, we make them study language. Even if our kids are overweight or clumsy, we make them take physical education. It's the same thing with the arts. How many artists have been killed in the womb by a parent trying to be helpful who says, "Yeah, but maybe you're not very talented at it." Regardless of talent, and by the way, who's to judge talent? Our kids must be empowered with the humanizing tools of practicing art and appreciating art. Through our own art, we explore ourselves. Through the art of others, we see life through their eyes, and we recognize our common humanity and realize that we all are one. And it is that goal, the unity of man, that we fight for. And if we happen to be blessed, not cursed, but blessed with a true artist in the family, a talented one, he or she is going to let you know early. The actress Ruth Gordon, you may remember her from Rosemary's Baby or Harold and Maude, used to say that if you want to be an actor, you have to start by age 4. 5 you can still squeeze in, but 6 is definitely too late. Why? Because she said at that early age, you start training your parents to take you where you need to go. And so, dear fellow parents, if your artist child starts to tell you where he or she wants to go, please listen.
The stage soon belonged to the students themselves, whose powerful performances showcased the school's broad talents. Their soulful renditions of popular songs exemplified what Alexander Payne had praised, the importance of cultivating the arts. Its students stood as a testament to an environment that uplifts talent and encourages self-expression.
Oh, walk into the campus, it's a whirlwind of change. The dreams are broken and lights are rearranged. It's a fashion everywhere, reflecting every day. Amazing, everything, every time beyond your imagination. Navigating hallways back few theater lunchtime, chatting in cafe, discovering each corner we went. Navigating ba-da-ba-da.
One of the event's most inspiring moments arrived with alumnus and NASA astronaut, Dr. Scott Parazynski, delivering the keynote address of the evening. Reflecting on his days as a lanky ninth grader, he credited ACS Athens teachers for seeing something in me I didn't see in myself. From the basketball court at ACS to walking in space and summiting Mount Everest, his story highlighted the power of an education that ignites curiosity and confidence. Dr. Parazynski reminded the crowd that, much like the view from orbit, there are no borders at ACS, only a unifying spirit.
Wow! Woo! All right, thank you so much. I'm just so honored to be here to share a few words, a few observations, and to celebrate ACS is 80 years of accomplishment. It's amazing to think that these 80 years have gone by so quickly. And also wanted to celebrate the recipients tonight, who are truly amazing human beings. I've gotten to know Charles and George, and I've known Mark Wolper since we were almost in diapers, well, at least since the ninth grade. Can't think of a more deserving recipient to be honored tonight. So thrilled to be part of this extraordinary celebration. So dialing it back a little bit, you know, when I walked into the doors of ACS Athens for the first time, I might have appeared to what could have looked like a human exclamation point. I was all 6'3" of gangly teenage uncertainty, fresh out of Beirut, Lebanon, actually. Didn't know how to really fit in, and I was trying to find my place in this new environment. So, spoiler alert, it's surprisingly hard to be invisible when you're tall enough to change the light bulbs in the school gymnasium without a ladder. But here's the thing about being the shy, awkward kid arriving at ACS. You can only stay shy and awkward for so long when you're surrounded by some of the most welcoming bunch of global citizens this side of the United Nations. So 1975, that's when my ACS story began. That's 5 decades ago, which makes me feel really, really old. And in case you can't notice, this is no longer blonde hair on the side of my head. So I arrived as a shell-shocked ninth grader, fresh from Beirut, as I mentioned, clutching textbooks like a life raft and supporting what I can only describe as a thoroughly regrettable haircut. The kind that even the 70s couldn't forgive. Like you may have seen earlier in the slideshow, I had this big mop of blonde hair. Could barely see my face with all this hair streaming down. That was all the rage back then, I guess. But my academic performance back then, let's just say I was consistently inconsistent when it came to my academics. I was pretty clever, I thought to myself. I'd mastered the art of doing just enough to get by and to ensure that I wouldn't get grounded by my parents. But my report card is sort of like a game of academic limbo. How low could I go while still technically passing? And then along came Mrs. Valoris's Earth Sciences class. And is Miss Valoris in the room someplace? Please stand up. Where is Ms. Valores? I saw her. Yes. A round of applause for Mrs. Valores. Yeah. You see, Mrs. Valores was pretty extraordinary in my life. She saw something in me. She believed in me, and she told me that, you know, my performance at that point in time, this isn't you. You're capable of so much more. And somehow those words really resonated with me, rewired my brain and my perspective. Before I knew it, those B minuses that I was repeatedly earning in her class transformed into straight A's, not only in her class, but at other classes as well. It was some kind of academic Cinderella story, minus the glass slipper and with a lot more periodic tables, I think. I became quite a nerd at that point, proudly so. But now, speaking of transformations, I also joined the Mighty Lancers basketball team. And yes, yes. And you know what that taught me, you know, Mighty wasn't just a word of encouragement from our amazing cheerleaders. It was almost a prophecy. Although I started as the guy whose primary skill was being tall enough to dust off the backboards. But somehow, coaches Campbell and Davenport molded us into a force to be reckoned with. We won lots and lots of games, but we're learning the kind of teamwork that doesn't just show up on a scoreboard. You know you've mastered communication when you can coordinate a fast break with nothing but an eyebrow raise and a head nod or two in two or three different languages. So we really came together as a team. It was really quite extraordinary. But what made ACS truly special wasn't just the academics or the athletics. It was studying history while literally sitting in its cradle. Try learning about democracy just steps away from the Acropolis, or discussing Hippocrates' theories of medicine while eating a souvlaki and kolonaki. Who'd have thunk? It was incredible. And my classmates, you know, you were a United Nations assembly disguised as a high school. Every lunch table was an international summit. Every class discussion, a global forum. Where else could you debate world politics with someone who had actually lived through some of the events you were discussing? Really, really amazing. So looking back now, as someone who's been fortunate enough to see our planet from space, I can't help but think how ACS prepared me for that perspective. You see, from up there, the Earth has no boundaries. There are no dots on the map that indicate cities. There are no boundaries, lines that indicate divisions between civilizations, cultures, countries. It's a confluence of humanity and nature, and it's life-changing. And it's just one beautiful planet, Earth, our home. And it's kind of like our ACS community. It's really profound. So the path from that confused, shaggy-haired teenager from Beirut to becoming an astronaut, a physician, and now a serial tech CEO wasn't a straight line. It was more like my first attempts at Greek dancing. Lots of unexpected stumbles, somehow moving forward with lots and lots of enthusiasm. Opa! I love that word. I try and work it in whenever I can. So for many of you in this room, my journey began right here in ACS's classrooms, on its ball courts, and among my many wonderful friends. Several of whom are here tonight, which is really extraordinary. My many inspiring teachers, Mrs. Valores, and the late, great Madame Manglivera, Mr. Zalepis, Monsieur Angelanidis, Mrs. Olivesbrook, Mr. Fontanelli, Mr. Demos, Mr. Pepas. I mean, the list goes on and on for me, and I know that you can easily add many other names to your personal lists of academic heroes and people that have shaped your lives, for those of you who are alumni. But what I took from all of this is that you know, potential isn't just about ability. It's about someone believing in you until you learn to believe in yourself. Our coaches showed in me that failure is just feedback in disguise. And my fellow students taught me that our differences aren't barriers. They're actually bridges. And speaking of milestones, I wanted to, of course, reflect on the amazing 80 years of ACS. And wanted to extend my heartfelt congratulations as well. You know, typically, you know, turning 80 means it's time to slow down and take it easy, right? But ACS, no, I think ACS is just gaining its stride. You know, from a small school founded in 1945 to this, you know, beacon of education here 80 years later is really quite extraordinary. So here's to another 80 years of transforming wide-eyed newcomers to world changers. Congratulations. And I'll just wrap up to say that, you know, to all the young people here tonight, the amazing singer that we heard earlier this evening, that the talent that we experienced today, we visited ACS, we had a panel with a number of brilliant students, both high school students and then also a group of third through fifth graders who really stunned me. Some of the kids had their arm up for an entire hour trying to get their question answered, and we couldn't answer them all. It's incredible. But to all the current and future Lancers out there, remember this: whether you're a straight B-minus student, as I once was, a displaced refugee, or just someone trying to figure out their place in the world, you're in the right place. ACS isn't just a school, it's a launch pad. And trust me, as someone who knows a thing or two about launch pads, this one can take you anywhere. So in closing, Efaristo, ACS Athens, thank you for being my sanctuary, my challenge, and my springboard to the stars. And thank you all for listening. Go Lancers.
Following in the gala festivities, President Pallones introduced this year's Alumni Achievement Award recipients, celebrating individuals who exemplify the school's global service-oriented spirit. Charles Elliott, class of 74, reflected on the significance of receiving the Alumni Lifetime Achievement Award, humorously admitting that both words, lifetime and achievement, felt incredibly ambiguous. He went on to credit ACS for instilling a growth mindset, recalling that the school taught him to look bigger and to see the world bigger than just your own little self.
So, my friends tell me I've grown since graduation. I have bad news for you, John. It's probably not true, but there we are. It's an incredibly ambiguous experience receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award because you kind of get hung up on both words. I mean, lifetime? Does that mean we're done? That feels wrong. But you also get hung up on the word achievement, wondering what that meant and wondering things like where impact comes from and what it means to have achieved. And as I was thinking about this, I was reminded of the experience I had when I first went to Oxford. I went to Oxford in 1979, and I worked in a building that was called the Krebs Building. Now, if you've studied biochemistry, you'll have come across something called the citric acid cycle, or as it was once called, the tricarboxylic acid cycle, or as it was known, the Krebs cycle, which was named after the man who discovered it, Hans Krebs. And Krebs was still alive until 1981. And I would see him from time to time come through the building. He was a small man, full of energy, still working in his 80s. He died in 1981 at the age of 81. But the thing that most inspired me from being in contact with Krebs was that not only was he working as an 80-year-old, but he was doing work that refuted work he had done earlier. He was still challenging himself and still looking at things and going, can that possibly be right? Can we do better? In other words, he had what we would now call a growth mindset. And that wasn't a term I knew when I was at ACS, but I realized looking back that that is what ACS taught me to have. That just looking around you, if you're a student, if you're a high school student at ACS, forces you to look bigger and to see the world bigger than just your own little self. So I am full of gratitude for this award. I'm still wondering what a lifetime of achievement looks like. But I will thank ACS for giving me the ability to grow in curiosity and in capability, and to grow in my sense of having a place in the world, in a larger world. So thank you to the current ACS administration for this award, and thank you to ACS, which I assume is all of us. Thank you.
Similarly, George Petropoulos, class of 97, now leading humanitarian missions for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, upon receiving the Alumni Young Leadership Award, highlighted how his ACS experience molded him into a global citizen attached to service. Kids that do an international setting in schooling tend to kind of get addicted to that, he said, referencing both his upbringing and the many conflict zones he has worked in. He urged current students to remember that the world is for people, and it will be better if they get to achieve what they want to achieve.
Good evening, everyone, and happy birthday, ACS, 80 years. Thank you very much for this honor. I'm not into very speechy speeches, so it's going to be a short one, but I did want to take this opportunity to say a couple of things. I'm the young leadership guy, so that means I'm young and I get to have my parents here, which is amazing for me, and some actual humanitarians at the table there, which I'm proud to count myself along. Sitting next to me is my daughter Riley, who has pride of place, because because my wife is in Gaza. I think it's a real flex on her part to be there while I'm here getting an award for doing that. But it goes to show that kids that do an international setting in schooling tend to kind of get addicted to that kind of thing. And we met in Kabul, Afghanistan, more than a decade ago, and we knew when we met each other that there was something there. And that something was international schooling. A lot of people that I've met at ACS, and it's been a roller coaster of the last 24 hours with some of the people around the table that I've met here, which is an honor to be among getting awards today and getting to speak to this crowd, just goes to show that ACS makes minds that are extroverted, are outwards looking. They're inquisitive and curious. They are attached to service. What I'd like to say is that these are the minds that, for me, I've seen a lot of places that remind us what it looks like when bridges have been burnt. And these are the minds that you need when you want to rebuild bridges, when you want to get people to talk to each other, when you want to make sure that the people that have forgotten what it looks like to get along actually get along. The people that I met at ACS are my best friends today. I did not a lot of extroverted things when I was there. It was mostly a little basketball and a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. And shout out to the B-minuses out there, because apparently they get to go to space, so that's good to know that they're out there. So we've got war, we've got populism, we have a lot of problems out there. And like we said to a fantastic group of young people that we met today at ACS, they're the future. They get to solve those problems, and they get to create things. They get to be industry leaders and technological innovators. And my only wish is that we continue to have ACS create people that remember that all of these things are done for other people. The world is for people, and it will be better if they get to achieve what they want to achieve. Thank you very much. It's an honor for me, and enjoy the evening. Thank you.
Capping off the honors, Hollywood producer, award-winning filmmaker, and Board of Trustees member Mark Wolper accepted the Distinguished Alumni Service Award with a mix of humor and sincerity as he described his earlier years of suspension and academic mischief at ACS. Yet, he underscored how the school built him into the professional husband and father he is today. It's only really later in my life that I realized how ACS and Greece helped shape who I've become, he said, summing up a sentiment shared by all those recognized, an enduring gratitude for for an institution that continues to bring out the best in its students.
Thank you. I was not a B-minus student. I actually was a nerd and then became an artist. And Alexander talks a lot about artists. I was not a scientist. I decided to get in the film business, and I'm honored to be in this amazingly illustrious group here, and having an award bestowed on me, the Alumni Service Award. And to be honest with you, it's the easiest award to get. And that is because I love service to this school. I love this school. I love what it represents. And I'm moved every time I talk about it. I don't consider it a service to give back to something that you love so much. It's a passion, and it's honestly an honor. I love this frickin' school. And by the way, the people that organize this are doing this to raise money for the school. So please be generous. I'm actually here though, because I got into so much damn trouble at ACS, suspended, expelled so many times that I have years of community service before I get the bigger awards that those two got. And I'm willing to do that service because ACS was an absolute blast for me. It's only really later in my life that I realized how important ACS and Greece was into building me into the man, the producer, the friend, the student, and most importantly, the husband and father I am. I love coming back here. I love wandering on the campus and today spending time with the students because they inspire me. And I try to inspire them as best I can and helping them to build who that they can become in the future. This place really rocks. And if your students are here, if you work here, if you appreciate this school, it's the greatest place on the planet. I wish that my kids had gone here. I wish that every kid in the world could have the same incredible educational, memorable experience that I had at this school. That is why. That's why I'm going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep giving back, and I'm going to keep supporting this phenomenal place. Thank you all so much for remembering me as fondly as I remember this school and all of you. Thank you very much.
The 80 years gala celebration concluded with a rousing applause by all speakers, seasoned professionals, dedicated trustees, supportive families, and of course, the vibrant student body. Each speech carried themes of gratitude, hope, and communal pride. As guests parted into the cool evening air, they did so with renewed inspiration and a shared commitment to keep ACS Athens an ever-evolving place of possibility for the next 80 years and beyond.
You are listening to The Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Make sure you subscribe to The Owlcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. This has been a production of the ACS Athens Media Studio.